Dallas teacher helps woman give birth at elementary school. By Michael Foster on February 15, 2023. After suddenly going into labor at her daughter's school, a Dallas woman successfully gave birth thanks to the help of a teacher on the scene who had the know-how to deal with the situation. Lauren Carcamo, a pregnant mother who expected to deliver her third child the next day, was picking up her six-year-old daughter at her elementary school when she suddenly felt labor pains, the Dallas Morning News reported. Soon, Carcamo's water broke, and she was taken to the school nurse's office, the Morning News. Tyler Krause, who worked as the school's nurse, felt some trepidation but tried to fall back on her training. "I've never delivered a baby. I watched one birth during nursing school," Krause told Today. "So I was like, okay, let me just try to remember what they did. I was panicking." Almost miraculously, one of the school's teachers, Maria Perez Carballo, had just the right background for the occasion, per the Morning News. Specifically, she had been an OBGYN resident in her home country of Venezuela. After being called to the nurse's office and determining that the delivery would have to happen at the school, she reassured Carcamo, "Don't worry, I was a medical doctor in my country and I delivered a lot of babies," for Today. Krause recalled that Perez's presence completely changed the atmosphere in the room as the former medical professional took control of the situation, for Today. "There was a general vibe of freakout until Ms. Perez walked in," she told NBC DFW. "She was so calm, collected. She was like, let's do this." Eventually, paramedics arrived and along with Perez and Krause, they were able to guide Carcamo through the birthing process, per the Morning News. The outlet reported that after a brief scare, the delivery was successful. Baby Leda came out purple, wrapped in the umbilical cord. Within seconds, though, she started turning pink and let out a cry. The school staff clapped and cried, congratulating Carcamo on her strength. Paramedics wheeled mother and newborn through the campus lobby en route to the hospital. As they rolled by, they passed Laurette, now a big sister, her eyes wide. Perez, who left her home and career behind to come to the United States, said she was grateful for the chance to put her old skills to work again. "I came to this country, and I studied a lot to become a teacher, so it was like I said goodbye to those days in medicine." She told NBC DFW, "It was really amazing. I feel really happy to have had one more experience in this science area that I worked a lot in. And no one is more grateful for Perez's presence that day than Carcamo, who recalled how the ordeal was made easier not just by Perez's medical skill but also by her kind and calming demeanor. I feel like I was with a real friend, with my doctor. So, when she started talking to me, the scary part just went away," she told Today. You can follow Michael Foster on Twitter at @RealmFoster.